Hi, I'm Jeremy Schmetterer, and you're listening to Off the Clock. April is Jazz Appreciation Month, or JAM, a holiday that was first recognized in 2002 by the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. JAM is intended to encourage people of all ages to study jazz music, attend concerts, and pay tribute to jazz as both a living and historic art form. Though Missouri is not one of the 25 states that officially recognizes JAM, local arts organizations this week are hosting a series of events to celebrate the history of jazz music. KBIA's Annie Reese sat down with Arthur White, director of jazz studies at MU, to learn more about one of America's greatest cultural achievements.
Jazz sounds like life to me. It sounds like the busy highway, the rushing rivers, the busyness of a nightclub, the tranquility of holding a sleeping baby in your arms. It can mean so many different things, and it really does mean all of those things.
That's Arthur White. He's the director of jazz studies and an associate professor at the University of Missouri. He's known he wanted to be a jazz player since he was 14, and his band director had him listen to Charlie Parker.
Without that exposure, I may be playing something else. I was very attracted to the virtuosity of Charlie Parker's playing.
The roots of jazz can be traced to the times of slavery, when slaves sang in call and response. During the Great Migration, African Americans moved all over the country. Although New Orleans is thought of as one of the major scenes of jazz, Missouri played a huge role in its formation, too. Scott Joplin ragtiming in Springfield, Charlie Parker bebopping in Kansas City, and Miles Davis wailing in St. Louis. White teaches his students the way that jazz took hold and grew in Missouri.
I think you have to address historical developments in the music, and I think you have to be respectful to regional sounds. I think you it's really important to know how to play Count Basie's music. You can't just play Basie's music from the notes on the page. There's a spirit. There's a vibrancy that you have to translate.
White says that when he teaches, he tries to balance teaching performance and teaching historical context.
We need to understand how race factors into this, and it does. Jazz is black music. Jazz is historically black music, and all of the great developments in our music have been done by the great black musicians. And I think we have to, as modern jazz musicians, recognize that and learn from it and live it. I think we have to understand as much as we possibly can, what it's like to deal with race in music. The music that I play is black music. The music that I play is Latin music. The music I play is historically significant music from those angles. And I don't know what it's like to live those lives, but I want to learn about it. And the great teachers and performers of this music that are white understand that as well. And I think it's significant that we continue to learn and really grow from that experience as much as we possibly can, given that we'll never live it.
But like any art form, White says that there are lots of misconceptions about jazz, and he wants to set the record straight on one in particular.
One of the things that we tend to lose as a jazz culture anyway is the idea that it should make you want to dance and groove and move and shake your butt. And that's okay. That's a beautiful thing.
Shaking, moving, and grooving for KBIA News, this is Annie Reese.
That's it for this week's Off the Clock. For more information, including a list of JAM-related events in Columbia this week, visit KBIA.org. I'm Jeremy Schmetterer.